WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A demolition worker at Kyle Field fell to his death yesterday. A&M System Chancellor Steve Moore says the circumstances are not known how the victim fell from the fourth floor of the northeast corner of Kyle Field.
On site, we have UPD, Manhattan Vaughn, who's the main construction company, and OSHA.
The victim was identified as Angel Garcia, an employee of Lindemood Construction. After the fall, A&M shut down its collection of webcams showing real-time and archive progress of the construction. The fall was about 10 hours after five students were caught inside the construction zone. One student from A&M and four from the University of Texas were arrested for criminal trespassing. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they were spotted by a security officer but ran off, climbed a fence, and got into their vehicle. A UPD patrolman stopped the group in a parking lot east of the stadium.
There's different types of equipment. There's different layers of concrete and dirt that are scattered throughout the facility. And it's really dangerous for individuals to go into that area, especially at nighttime when visibility is low.
Barone says security is on site 24 hours and UPD regularly patrols the area. The names of those arrested are online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man arrested 2 weeks ago in College Station for aggravated sexual assault is now being held on charges from an incident in Bryan last March. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 54-year-old Isaiah Young Jr. is accused of aggravated kidnapping and improper photography of a 17-year-old.
The report was made to us on March 25th, where the male advised that he was taken by gunpoint to a secluded area and the suspect had taken photos of him.
McKeithen says after Young was arrested in College Station, Bryan detectives noted similarities in the two cases and were able to obtain enough evidence to get an arrest warrant. The operators of a longtime restaurant in the Northgate District have gone to court in an attempt to stay in business.
Cafe Excel is located in College Station's original City Hall. Last February, the City Council approved selling 3 acres of land at Welburn and Church, including the restaurant building, to a Houston developer. A $30 million project would include housing and a parking garage. The agreement also called on the developer to negotiate in good faith to include Cafe Excel. In a lawsuit filed this week, the restaurant owners accused the developers of misrepresenting the amount of parking they were supposed to receive at the new location. The owners say they were initially told it would be 42 off-street spaces, then it was 30, then last month there would be no off-street parking, then the developer ended negotiations. The restaurant owners also claim they have first right to buy the property and were willing to pay more than the developer, but the City Council rejected the offer during its last meeting. The restaurant was granted a temporary restraining order blocking the sale to the developer and appointing a mediator in an attempt to resolve the dispute. The developer has 2 years to complete the 4-to-8-story project, which city officials say there's no time extension due to the legal action. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau has announced the return of the state football 7-on-7 championships next July. The CVB's Kendra Fry was the point person in the negotiations to bring back the event, which was in Round Rock this year after spending the first 15 years here.
The best part is we also have another 7-on-7 event at the same time. And so we had to show them, you know, how Veterans Park would be able to handle both events on that last day. So we worked hard at just kind of sharing schematics with everybody and sending them information.
For now, it's a one-year deal.
We are going to work extra hard to make that decision easy for them and try to make it a multi-year deal.
Nearly 100 teams and 15,000 visitors are expected in town for the 3-day championship, which is expected to generate $900,000 in local business. United Health Group is the latest company to detail the hit its business will absorb from the healthcare overhaul. The nation's largest health insurer says it expects to pay as much as $1.9 billion in taxes and fees imposed by the law next year and absorb a funding cut for a key product, Medicare Advantage plans, which are privately run versions of the government's Medicare program for the elderly and disabled. And we're in the home stretch of ensuring 700 children in the Brazos Valley will have gifts this Christmas. If you'd like our elves to do the shopping for Christmas angels, it's as easy as making a donation online at mychristmasangels.com. You can also drop it off at the Bryan Broadcasting offices at Crystal Park Plaza, as Philip Barker at Barker's Heating and Cooling did with a $5,000 check.
Having the kids and that experience of the Christmas for the kid is huge. So the little monetary donation that we make for this, you know, the kids that it's going to help is much bigger than the dollar amount.
Christmas angels can also be adopted at both Blue Baker restaurants in College Station. Next Wednesday is the deadline to return your wrapped gifts. WTOW News Time is 8:11. It's 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $10 on select car and truck batteries after rebate now through December 31st. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Good morning, it's 8:13, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. It's the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Areas of fog and low cloudiness this morning will try to give way to a few breaks of sunshine. Temperatures today, 73 to 78. We'll have clouds overnight, some patchy fog, lows near 65. Lots of cloudiness during the day tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower or two. It turns cooler, 65 to 70. Scattered showers colder tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Showers are likely on Friday. It'll be much colder by then. Highs Friday, only around 40. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, and you don't have to worry. School will be open because the snow.
Not on Saturday.
No. We're gonna have the blizzard, you know.
It's not a blizzard.
Oh, it's not?
Stop saying that.
Right. Well, you'd like to see a white downtown Bryan, wouldn't you, Mayor? That'd look pretty good.
Well, we've got our holiday magic Thursday night, so we're actually banking on it.
Yeah. We'd prefer it be snow rather than rain, I'm just saying. But
and my kids think the mayor has something to do with letting school out and dismissing school, and they didn't realize it's actually the school superintendents and principals around town. But so they were pretty disappointed that the mayor couldn't dismiss school. But we could still let them know that that's in our household. That's something we can talk about.
Your children are no different than any others. They want to know what's in it for us, right? And they figured dad can do something special for them, right? Well, let's do Jethro trivia before we move on to anything else. And this is this is semi-topical because this has to do with the tattoo companies, okay? Tattoo parlors. Yeah, those headphones are probably better. Can you hear me now?
I could hear you.
Okay, there we go. All right, because I don't understand. We'll have to get Dusty in on that because one headphone volume is different than the other. But here we go. So it's Jethro trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz, recent current events, pop culture. French tattoo artists oppose a government plan that would outlaw what? Is it A, single owner shops, B, residential businesses, C, colored ink, Or D, color by the numbers? French tattoo artists oppose a government plan to outlaw what? Is it A, single-owner shops, B, residential businesses, C, colored ink, or D, color by the numbers? Kevin, since you think this is so humorous, you have some insight here?
I thought the color by numbers thing was funny. I'm going to say residential.
Residential businesses doing inking, okay? All right, Kat?
I actually also was going to choose residential.
All right, well, you can do that. That's one of the neat things. You can take an answer even though it's already been chosen. Mayor, what do you got?
Well, I don't want to go with the flow, you know.
All right.
I know that's probably the correct answer, but I'll go color with ink.
Well, you know what? The mayor wins today. But there are no prizes. Yeah, it's color ink. The government officials, along with dermatologists, say that the use of colored tattoo inks increases the risk of infections, allergies, and even cancer. The proposal will outlaw 9 out of 10 colored inks available on the market in France, allowing only black, white, gray, and certain shades of green or blue. Well, color has a lot to do with your ink, right?
Yes. I mean,
that's kind of a big deal, I
yes.
think. So, yeah, not sure. Well, all right, Jason Bansky joins us this morning, and he'll be happy to know that he is a mayor in a city in a country that is not one of the most corrupt in the world. Make you feel good? Okay.
Well, there's that.
Transparency International has gathered their annual information on 177 different countries and organizations like the World Bank, and they have reported that corruption is worst in Somalia, followed by North Korea, Afghanistan, and Sudan. Those are the most corrupt. But you know what? We ain't on the least corrupt list either. So we got that going for us. The least corrupt is Denmark. That's because they just give everything to their people. Then New Zealand, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Singapore, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. Once again, most of them pretty much states that give everything to their people. So why would they need to be corrupt?
Right.
Got that going for you. Anyhow, so the mayor's here this morning. Kind of a quiet time as far as the city is concerned. Council meeting's done for the year. Do you have one more?
December 10th is our last council meetings. And the corruption list, if Texas succeeded there, then you wouldn't have to worry about any of those.
That's numbers. Exactly
we would,
right.
Yep. We would be perfect.
We would be, because we'd have a stronger economy than a whole bunch of other countries would as well, which is evident here. That's for sure.
And since I was victorious for the first time probably in a long time in Jethro Trivia, I'm requesting one of those mouse pads.
Okay, all right. We'll get you a mouse pad. We can do that. Do you have any business that needs to be taken care of here by the end of the year? What's going to be going on in that agenda?
Well, we're going to be looking forward to, we're still waiting to complete our city council. December 17th is the runoff elections, and it's going to be here before you know it. We've got Perry Stephanie and Mr. Rafael Pena that are running for that spot. And and so once we canvass those votes, it'll probably be towards the end of December before we can swear in the new council member, and then we'll have a new city council of 7. We'll be looking at probably doing a city retreat in January or February to talk about concerns and issues and projects and plans for the future. We've got a lot of things we're working on right now. I was actually getting some updates yesterday on some of the projects that we're hoping to maybe announce by Christmas or first part of 2014. So we're working on those, but it is our slower time of year. We've got a lot of things going on with like this Saturday at the Bryan Super Walmart at 10 a.m. is the Mayor's Challenge for Salvation Army.
Oh, now you got a win streak that you have to protect. Is that right?
I think City of Bryan has been successful for the past few years.
Since I asked, yeah.
But bottom line is the Salvation Army is the winner. So we definitely appreciate those in College Station that participate and always thank the wonderful citizens of Bryan for their generosity because they are very generous.
Now, what time is that going to be?
10 a.m. And we're predicting snow at the Super Walmart.
There, we'll see how that works out for you.
You see how those rumors have started. But I'm just hoping that my fellow council members, our first responders, Kaboom and the Brazos Valley Bombers are all there in the snow with us collecting some money. And then just a few hours after that at 12 o'clock, we'll be at Merrill Green Stadium for the Brazos Valley Bowl.
Okay,
and I don't know... I guess more info needs to be given. I think y'all had a little bit of info this morning on it, but exciting times in Bryan College Station. We've got Hines College and Navarro Junior College that are playing there, so come see a football game. The Aggs aren't playing on Saturday, so it's a chance to come in and watch a collegiate football game here in the city.
And hopefully those folks coming from up in Corsicana and over in Mississippi will spend some money with us while they're here.
They'll spend some money. We've got some new restaurants opening up, so they'll have a chance to see some of those. Thursday, we've got Winter Magic at Sioux Haswell Park. So with the prediction of sleet and potential snow, it might be Winter Magic.
It may feel like it, right? In Bryan.
And then we close out our Christmas season in Bryan with our Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade next Friday, December 13th. It's at 6:30, so it's a nightly parade. We're still looking for folks to sign up. If you'd like to participate, if you want to play your kazoo and pull your wagons or ride your bicycles, if you're Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, nonprofit clubs, different organizations that you want to promote, we welcome you to Downtown Bryan, and you can go on to Downtown Bryan Association's website or City of Bryan website to sign up for that. And
the lights are already lit up, too, so that's what's kind of neat. It's
Lights on's already occurred, so it's beautiful in Downtown Bryan. The shops will be open late, the restaurants and facilities there, so it'll be very nice. I was hoping to make an announcement of our grand marshals for that parade, but we're still on hold with that.
Okay.
So hopefully in the next 24 hours, we'll have some exciting news of our grand marshals for the Downtown Bryan Parade. And, of course, this Sunday at 2:30 is the Bryan College Station Parade, which always promises to
always interesting,
be cold and rainy.
Yes, it will. We've had them that way.
And the good people of Bryan College Station, the Brazos Valley, always show up in full force.
Yep.
Brave the elements and then enjoy getting into the Christmas season. So we appreciate that. It's always a fun event to attend.
On a somber note, I know you want to mention the passing of a former council member and mayor here of City of Bryan.
Mayor Lonnie Stabler. He was mayor for 6 years on the council and mayor for 10 years. Very involved in a lot of wonderful things that went on in Bryan over those years, whether it was Downtown Bryan, the revitalization of the LaSalle Hotel, Traditions development on the west side, the Carnegie Library renovation, Austin's Colony development on the east side. So a lot of wonderful things that Mayor Stabler and his team were a part of. I'm honored and privileged to have known Mayor Stabler. When I was fresh out of A&M, 20-something, Mayor Stabler gave me and his council my first opportunity to serve the city of Bryan on city committees. And I remember lobbying for various committees, and I started out from, those that many people didn't sign up for to those that everyone
signed
up for.
What was that first one? You remember what was the first one that you were on?
I do remember. Community Development Advisory Committee.
Okay, all right.
It was the Bryan Housing Authority, and that was back when we actually had to dismiss two of the executive directors and pretty much wipe clean the board because of some of the issues and turmoil that were going on at the time. Was not a Sam Sharp and I were on there at the time, and it was not a fun board to serve on. But we did clean house and made a lot of changes, and went from a low performing housing authority to a high performing housing authority. Then on to the Bryan Business Council, which was very exciting for a 20-something-year-old to serve with the likes of Mark Robin, Tim Bryan, and Rose Van Arsdale, and some of those influential business people in the city of Bryan. But Mayor Stabler was a big influence on my getting into public service, and we did speak right before and right after the election and visited some, and it's a great loss for our community, a man that was so involved and did so much for our community. I want to mention that tonight at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan from 6 to 9, they'll have a visitation, so please come and pay respects to Mayor Stabler, his family, Leona, his wife. And then Thursday at 11 a.m. at Central Baptist Church will be the services. So those are the funeral arrangements at this point. But again, want to keep Mayor Stabler and his family in our thoughts and prayers. Was definitely an innovator and a lot of good things that went on and things that are happening today. I mean, we carry this forward. So, we can't. The current council is improving on what was done by previous councils, so we sold the LaSalle Hotel, and that was something that Mayor Stabler wanted to do. He wanted to renovate it, make it a catalyst in Downtown Bryan, encourage everyone else, private sector-wise, to invest in Downtown Bryan and then get out of the hotel business, and we did that.
Mm-hmm.
He was instrumental in what happened in the Traditions deal. Well, we took that a step further with the biomedical corridor and the health science center in the years to come. So, and Austin's Colony development, that was the the newest neighborhood ever developed in Bryan since Copperfield. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it sparked a lot of retail and commercial growth and other new subdivisions around the east side of Bryan. So a lot of things, Earl Rudder Freeway, I think he was instrumental in the renaming of that. And
lots of footprints out there.
A lot of footprints, and he and his council did a wonderful job for the city of Bryan, and he will be missed.
Yep. All right. Very good. I thank you for your thoughts there. We'll see you again one more time before Christmas.
Looking forward to it.
All right.
Scott.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Jason Byinski, the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
A growing workforce. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. We heard from ADP about employment numbers. The payroll firm reported 215,000 private sector jobs were created last month. That was more than expected. The big monthly government jobs report is due on Friday. Battle lines have been drawn in Illinois, where yesterday legislators passed an overhaul of the state public retirement system. It involves cuts for workers and retirees, including a reduction of the annual cost of living increase for those retirees and raising the retirement age for younger workers. Expect the unions to take this to court. And a private equity firm that owns BJ's Wholesale Club is interested in buying the gas stations owned by Hess. The energy giant is looking to sell more than 1,300 retail locations so it can focus more on oil and natural gas drilling. NASDAQ futures down 4, S&P 500 futures currently down 3 points. And we will hear about the government's Beige Book, a breakdown of economic activity across the U.S. by region, later this afternoon. This is the Dow Jones Money Report.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I
want to
be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
About an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-267-6064. 1-800-267-6064. That number again is 1-800-267-6064.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M basketball team moves back out on the court at Reed Arena tonight. It's one of only four games in the month of December that Texas A&M will play, and this will be the last home game we'll play until the 14th of December when Texas A&M will host McNeese State. They have a game in Houston, the Toyota Center, on the 21st of December. That's against Oklahoma. And then the final home game in December is on the 31st against North Texas. But tonight, the Aggies take on the University of Houston. Houston leads that all-time series 53-31. The last two, however, have gone to Texas A&M, with the Aggies winning here in College Station in 04 on December 29th, winning that one 93-80. Last year on December 1st, Texas A&M traveled to Houston, played them at Hoffman's Pavilion, and the Aggies won it final score of 70-58. So it's the University of Houston on the court at Reed tonight. We'll have the broadcast starting at 6:30. Game time will be 7 o'clock. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Well, Christmas Angels is going well. We've got about 275 angels that we need to get adopted. We've taken on a large number, 700 this year. And, you know, of course, you can go to either one of the Blue Bakers in, on University or in Dominic. You can go to mychristmasangels.com and you can choose an angel. Or you can decide, I'm going to let somebody else do that part of it. I want to donate. One of the companies that's doing that is Barker's Heating and Cooling. And Philip's here this morning. Philip, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your company first so people know about Barker's Heating and Cooling.
We're a local air conditioning and heating contractor here in town. We service all makes and models, new construction, light commercial, that kind of stuff.
You know, one of the things that we like, we always talk about shop locally. It's very important to do business with local companies. But now you, as a local company, reaching out to help us, and I want to thank you so much for the $5,000 donation that you're doing for Christmas Angels. We really do appreciate
this. Oh, you're welcome.
Tell me what it is that was the deciding factor when you decided that Christmas Angels is how Barker's Heating and Cooling was going to help.
Well, anything that we can do to give back to the community is a plus for us, but I personally have 4 kids. My youngest one's adopted, so anything that we can do, you know, just in the adoption process of me, of us, my wife and I, and my other 3 sons taking in him, and then anything that we can do as a company to give back to the kids, just to have that experience of you know, the Christmas and that time, is phenomenal. So.
You do. You come from a different perspective then, because you created your own family, but then by bringing a 4th child in, it kind of reinvents Christmas in some ways.
Yes.
Now, from this standpoint, tell me, have you done this sort of thing before? Or is this the first time that Barker's has really reached out in this way?
We've done other things in the past, just nothing of this size. We just felt this year to, you know, try to do more with the community, more for those in need, and the kids are the future of the community. So anything that we can do to give them an experience of Christmas or whatever is a great plus to the community.
Philip here from Barker's Heating and Cooling, a $5,000 donation to Christmas Angels. Again, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
If you hate office parties because the boss always seems to need to talk to you the next day, take along some insurance. Great gifts from Half Price Books. Happier, cheaper, and smarter gifts for all the people you may have to apologize to later.
WTOW News Time is 8:33. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man arrested 2 weeks ago in College Station for aggravated sexual assault is now being held on charges from an incident in Bryan last March. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 54-year-old Isaiah Young Jr. is accused of aggravated kidnapping and improper photography of a 17-year-old.
The report was made to us on March 25th, where the male advised that he was taken by gunpoint to a secluded area and the suspect had taken photos of him.
McKeithen says after Young was arrested in College Station, Bryan detectives noted similarities in the 2 cases and were able to obtain enough evidence to get an arrest warrant. The Caulfield expansion project continued after a demolition worker fell 4 stories to his death yesterday. A&M System Vice Chancellor Steve Moore identified the victim as Angel Garcia, an employee of Lindemood Construction.
The worker was working on level 4 in the northeast end of Caulfield.
The fall also led to A&M shutting down 3 web cameras which were showing progress of the construction from the east, west, and north sides of the stadium. 10 hours before the fall, university police arrested 5 students for criminal trespassing after they went inside the construction zone. Lieutenant Alan Barone says the fencing and signage are there, along with 24-hour security, to keep people out because of safety concerns.
But those that ignore those fences, ignore those signs, you know, are going to be arrested and charged with criminal trespass. and we are doing everything that we can to try to deter, you know, individuals from entering that facility.
Online at WTW.com are the names of those arrested. One student attends A&M and the others go to the University of Texas. For 3 days next July, 15,000 visitors will be in town for the return of the 7-on-7 state football championships. It's the return of an event that was on the A&M campus for 15 years, but was moved to Round Rock this year due to NCAA and SEC rules. Kendra Fry of the Convention and Visitors Bureau was part of the team that negotiated the new agreement.
We brought in the executive director of the state board, and he came in and we took him for a nice site visit. Of course, the day that we did that, it was bleeding and it was cold. But we took him over to Veterans Park and showed him everything there, and they're so excited that everything is all in one location and close together.
The CVB estimates the event, featuring 96 teams, will bring $900,000 to local businesses. A $30 million project in the Northgate District is the subject of a lawsuit filed this week in Brazos County District Court.
Last February, the College Station City Council voted to sell 3 acres at Welburn and Church to a Houston developer for a multi-story complex of housing, parking, and retail. One of the conditions was to negotiate the relocation of Cafe Excel, which would lose its more than 20-year home in the original City Hall building. The restaurant owners claim the developers have not exercised good faith by eliminating any off-street parking, and the owners believe their current lease with the city gives them the first right to purchase the land, which, according to the lawsuit, they offered more than the developer, but was recently rejected by the city council. City manager Kelly Templin says the restaurant owners have postponed, quoting, a meticulous year-long public process intended to bring quality private investment to Northgate. For now, a temporary restraining order has blocked the land sale, and the judge assigned the case has named a mediator in an attempt to resolve the matter. And the clock keeps ticking for the developer, according to city officials. The developer has until January 2016 to complete the project. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks to shopping at local businesses, those business owners are giving back to the community. One example is Philip Barker at Barker's Heating and Cooling, who dropped off a $5,000 check to our annual Christmas Angels campaign.
I've got 4 kids myself. My youngest one is adopted, so anything that I can do to give back to kids is great. And kids are the future of the community anyway, so anything we can do to help them make their, you know, Christmas time enjoyable is, I think, a very good charity.
We're still looking for Christmas gifts for more than 200 children. You can learn more about the Christmas Angels at both Blue Baker restaurants in College Station and online at mychristmasangels.com. And former President George H.W. Bush has received another award. The Lyndon B. Johnson Foundation presented their second LBJ Liberty and Justice for All Award at Bush's Houston office. Joining Bush and his wife Barbara were Johnson's 2 daughters, Lucy Baines Johnson and Linda Johnson Robb. The first award was given to Georgia Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, it's worked so well all morning long, and now it doesn't. Okay, so, okay, we're going to do this again. We're going to close this up. And then, Kat, we're going to ask you to close the news again, just, you know, that way. When we go back and edit it, it'll sound like it was just perfect the way it was supposed to be.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, well, wait, we're not there. We're not even there yet. It's not even opened up yet. Okay, so, okay, now
you
it's
just
open.
Just tell me when.
I know. Okay, all right. Okay, your turn.
WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape?
Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
Building a home is easily the largest investment you'll ever make. Sometimes it's very complicated. But you know, if you're building for yourself, you want it to look the way that you want. You want it to come in under budget. Well, let me give you a website to go to. It's WillisHomesTX.com. Chris and Clint Willis been building homes here in the Brazos Valley for over 10 years. Raised here, hardworking family. They know what it means to use your dollars and spend them wisely. And when you entrust that to Willis Custom Homes, that's exactly what you get. You may think that it's beyond your means to get the kind of elegance and quality that you can find in a Willis Customs home, but it's not true. They can show you how to get the look that you want, and they do it in a very unique way where the client can see the line item descriptions of the material, the labor, and the profits in the bid so that you can, through that transparency, see exactly how your dollars are being spent. And, of course, there are always questions along the way. They want to make sure that you get your options lined out to you so you can make the choice that you want so that your Willis Custom Home is just exactly the way you'd like to have it. So get in touch with them. Visit the website, WillisHomesTX.com. Willis Custom Homes. They've done work for me. Let them do it for you.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at SwicoAuctions.com. S-W-I-C-O Auctions.com. Texas License 15939.
Good morning. It's 842. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. Offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Areas of fog and low cloudiness this morning will try to give way to a few breaks of sunshine. Temperatures today, 73 to 78. We'll have clouds overnight, some patchy fog, lows near 65. Lots of cloudiness during the day tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower or two. It turns cooler, 65 to 70. Scattered showers colder tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Showers are likely on Friday. It'll be much colder by then. Highs Friday, only around 40. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And don't forget, we could have blizzard conditions.
It's not going to blizzard.
You will not have school on Saturday, okay? So I'm just saying, don't have to worry about
That's
that.
That's a safe bet.
You can sleep in. You can sleep in on Saturday and Sunday.
Unless you have some kind of, you know, suspension or whatever it's called when you have extra school, Saturday school.
Yeah, they did a movie about that. What was the name of that movie?
Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay, thank you. All right, so we have lists, you know, we do lists at the end of the year, right?
Sure.
Okay. So now let's talk about what's really, really important. According to a new study by a mobile advertising technology company called Marchex, Ohioans say things like please and thank you far less than residents of most other states. And they also curse more than they used to.
Well, they live in Ohio. Well, let's give them a break.
I don't know. It's high in the middle and round on either end, right? It's Ohio. I don't know why, but anyway.
Imagine how unhappy you'd be if you lived in Cleveland.
Well, that's true, but I mean, there are other beautiful. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in Akron? Yeah. Or Columbus. Or Cincinnati.
Said nobody ever.
Yeah. The results were pulled from a survey of 600,000 phone calls made over the last 12 months. What is it like? Hi, I'm surveying. Do you cuss a lot? Yeah, okay, thanks.
Shut up.
That's right. So the most likely residents to curse live in Ohio, then Maryland, then Jersey, then Louisiana, and then Illinois. Now, the states least likely. Number one is Washington. Number two is Massachusetts. Number three is Arizona. Number four is Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't be bothered.
That's kind of what I thought.
We've got lots of alternatives.
We do.
Just
number
silly.
Five is Virginia. The study also came up with some interesting tidbits about what we say on the phone. 66% of the curses come from men. The calls that contain the most cursing are more than 10 minutes long.
Wow. Somebody's really getting read out.
I guess so. So the longer somebody is on a phone, the more likely it is to apparently devolve to that. Mm. Calls in the morning are twice as likely to produce cursing.
It may
wake people up. Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know exactly what the methodology is here.
I would think you get grouchier as the day progresses. I think I'd be more likely to curse in the evening.
Oh, well, I would definitely in the morning.
I really would like to, we talk about this all the time, methodology is important. I'd really like to see the questions in this survey. You know? Yeah. By the end, are they cursing at them to end the survey because they don't want to be on the phone anymore because it said that, you know, the most cursing occurs more than 10 minutes long, a phone call is more than 10 minutes long, which means, you know, if they've been on the phone asking you questions for 12 minutes.
Are we done?
Yeah, really. And
I'd like to know, too, I mean, do they define which curse words are, I mean, if it's still an, for example, I banged my head on a cabinet door, I didn't want to cuss, but all I could come up with was God bless America. And so, I mean, would that count as cursing? Because, I mean, you're in pain and you're upset. You know what I mean?
The best you could come up with was God bless America.
I was trying not to say something else, and I just was like, God bless America. It was really painful.
All right, well, this whole thing, right? So let's talk about it from that standpoint. As opposed to, let's talk about something happened.
Let's intellectualize cursing, shall we?
What if, and some people, culturally, a word is really bad. On my mom's side of the family, it's really bad to say the D word. On my dad's side, it's really bad to say the S word, but they can say the other word and it's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, well, but here's the deal is what is it that causes you to curse? Now, if for instance, you're, I don't know.
Severe pain.
Were you the only person in the room when this happened?
There may have been a cat there.
So then what's the purpose of saying anything?
Because it makes you feel better.
If you curse,
that's been proven.
If you curse in a room by yourself and nobody hears it, does it really do what's? It makes you feel better, does it?
Well, doing this show frequently, I know I do curse in my own room, and yeah, it's great.
Oh, okay, but I mean, that's interesting because then you're cursing for a different reason than if you're cursing out of anger at a person, for instance, or a situation. If you're by yourself, do you respond the same way? I have to say I do, and I don't usually say what you said.
God bless America.
Yeah. But I mean, there's some people who think it's bad to say anything beyond H-E double hockey sticks. I mean, if you look at it like that, so just saying. All right, today's fact, the reason you listen. Without food coloring, Coca-Cola would be green.
Yep.
I
knew that.
Green like diesel fuel?
Well, I don't know. Can't tell you for sure, but green anyway.
Ugh.
Green like diesel fuel?
Actually, it's red, isn't it?
Yeah, it's red.
Sorry, it's having a colorblind moment.
It's Christmas fuel this year.
Fascinated that you came up with that. Yeah, green like that, yeah. green like that stuff that's not that color.
It should be green like diesel.
Okay, well, just saying, that's fine. Thank you.
Do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. S-W-I-C-O auctions.com. Texas license 15939.
How would you like to have direct access to your doctor 24/7 by cell, text, or email? How would you like to have flexible hours, no office wait times, and an appointment when you need it? It's called Concierge Medicine, and it's available now in the Brazos Valley. It's available locally with MyMDBCS. MyMDBCS is a primary care, retainer-based practice serving the Bryan-College Station area, and it's the first of its kind for our region. Dr. Lon Young and Dr. Andy Wilson, board-certified in emergency medicine, created MyMDBCS in order to provide a high-quality, personal experience to a smaller number of patients. Enrollment is limited. Call today to learn more about the benefits of truly personalized care. It's more affordable than you think. Call 209-0458. That's 209-0458 or visit mymdbcs.com. MyMDBCS, like a doctor in the family.
Hey, this is Kevin O'Connor. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met before to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and a Christmas gift wish list. Just shop, wrap, and return the gifts to Blue Baker, and we'll do the rest. There are angels ready for you to choose at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the College Station Hilton. The deadline to return the wrap gifts is December the 11th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College to get ahead or just to catch up. With a wide variety of online classes offered, the mini master doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Mini master courses start soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
There we go. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Kat's not here, so we'll wait. But she's right in that, and we should have gone into detail. Because, and it's kind of a controversy because, you know, what you use the diesel fuel for has to do with what color it is. You know, if it's off-road, it's green. What you put in your vehicle, supposedly for on-the-road, is red. But it's a little controversial. We'll talk about that when she gets back. But, I mean, she was partially right.
Okay.
But for those folks who are not using it for agriculture or off-roads, it's usually red as opposed to. But a lot of people call it green diesel. All right, are you one of those Star Wars fanatics?
No. I like it. Oh, I'm not a fanatic.
Okay. Each and every detail that's going on over in England, they're preparing for episode number 7. There's a Star Wars website, of course. Now, Lucasfilms has picked up an Instagram account for the movie so that you can hear more about that because we want to do more of those. Much like, what is that, Anchorman thing? God, are we tired of that yet?
He was doing an interview with Peyton Manning yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to think you're right. This may be the worst movie in the history of movies.
Could well be. All right, so here you are. Paraphernalia going on sale here before the holidays, like at auction. A driver license, film scripts, and that skimpy red swimsuit that once belonged to Farrah Fawcett. Okay, going on auction in Dallas.
Millions of dollars.
We all remember the poster. The dozen or so items come from a collection that's owned by Fawcett's nephew, which is, his name is Greg Wallace, expected to fetch tens of thousands of dollars. Donated the swimsuit that Farrah wore in her famous poster to the Smithsonian a year after she died of cancer in 2009, but a red vinyl swimsuit that she wore in a 1995 photo spread that was in Esquire magazine, among the dozens of items that'll be up for sale. So, see how. And her 1990 passport is there, and also her driver license. Now, back to Star Wars, because they're going to do this, possibly the most exciting science fiction weapon ever. Ever.
Ever.
That would be the Han Solo DL-44 blaster from Star Wars. It could be at least $200,000 when it goes on auction. It is actually the original one. It is in filming condition and therefore exhibits some wear from use, but it retains the original details. Weapon comes with a letter of authenticity noted by Star Wars collectors. So again, $200,000 for a toy used in a movie. But again, since it's Star Wars, that makes all the...
But if it's a real one now...
No, it can't. No, can't do that. And a Star Blaster or whatever it is, a DL Blaster, that'd be pretty cool if it could do what it did in the...
I'm thinking there are several things that...
make your front explode and look like you've been shot with a Roman candle. Yeah.
Hi, this is Scott DeLucia. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Just shop, wrap, and return the gifts to Blue Baker, and we'll do the rest. They're angels ready for you to choose at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the College Station Hilton. The deadline to return your wrapped gifts is December 11th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, Toyota's biggest event of the year. I'm Jan. How can I help?
You can help me find a safe, reliable car.
Well, Toyotas are known for their reliability, and there's a big selection of models with great safety ratings at Toyotathon.
Oh, okay. Can you make it affordable?
Toyotathon's been offering amazing year-end savings for 35 years.
How great! Can you help lower my fuel cost?
Mm-hmm. We've got lots of models with great gas mileage.
I have glasses and a terrible cowlick. Is there any way you can make me look cool?
Well, Toyotathon has fun and stylish Camrys, cool Corollas, and tough rugged Tundras. How's that sound?
Jan?
Yes?
Question.
Yes?
Is there anything you can't do?
What else you got?
Okay, well, let's start with my neighbor. Every time he pulls into the driveway, he kind
of... Celebrating 35 years of amazing deals. Toyota Thon is on. Toyota, let's go places.
Winter is right around the corner. Make sure your furnace will operate safely, save energy, and keep running all winter long. Call Seeger 1 Hour Heating and Air and get $50 off any heating service or repair. Your complete satisfaction with their service and technicians is 100% guaranteed. And their technicians show up when you expect them. Seeger 1 Hour Heating and Air. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click Seeger1Hour.com.
Have you been envious of the custom-made, well-thought-out, year-long calendar that the guy in the cubicle next to you has had up all year? Now it's your turn. Gather up pictures of your family, friends, coworkers, or anything you can think of and head over to Copy Corner. They have the tools to produce a high-quality, year-long calendar worthy of any wall space. It makes the perfect Christmas gift for anyone, especially those hard-to-buy-for folks. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location or 691-COPY for Copy Corner at the MSC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 4 minutes till. Kat, are you there?
Not yet.
Oh, no.
She's down the hall. Oh, no, I want to let her know that her diesel champs came to her her defense. If batteries are not included, don't waste your money on a pack of duds. Consumer Reports put AA batteries to the test and found a significant difference. Lithium batteries perform much better than the alkalines, especially in cameras, which can drain your charge pretty quickly.
Really?
Yep. However, alkalines cost a lot less and can work just fine if you're using devices like flashlights and remotes, because those are what you'd call low draining. The best performing lithium was the Energizer, and the longest lasting alkaline was the Duracell. In some cases, those big names really lived up almost twice as long as the bargain brand. So
no, okay, so it's worth the money then.
Yeah, the bargain brand batteries is not one of the places that you should cut costs.
I don't think you should cut costs with garbage bags either.
That's right. By the way, do you have a story?
I just always I've had unlucky experiences with cheap garbage bags. I always buy good old expensive ones.
And you know, thanks to gravity, the liquid always goes to the bottom.
Oh,
yes, it does.
Hey, there
it's
you go.
Not
so
worth
you
it.
Got that going for you. By the way, while you were gone, after you made your comment about diesel, many people called to champion you because, you know, what you were saying was green diesel, which is fine, but what that is, you know, used in agricultural purposes and off road.
I am a Grimes County girl.
That's right.
Green diesel is what I've seen.
All right, that's right. But if you use it on the vehicle on
it's
the road,
illegal.
And that's never done.
No.
It is never
no.
done.
But
nobody
it doesn't
ever
hurt
does
the truck
that.
Or anything.
Now, Kat, it would sound like you are saying that it's okay for people to put green diesel in their trucks. And I know you don't mean to be saying
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so just think about
hey,
it.
Hey, you want to hear something cool?
All right.
I stumbled across this online. This is four guys playing one piano together.
Okay.
Not on the keyboard necessarily. It's all over. I'm just play a second of it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hang on. Something else is bleeding.
I hear
through.
That. We hear well, there's two audio sources. Okay.
Stupid thing.
It's going well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. There's only one instrument being played.
Yeah. Really? Who are these guys? What's their names?
It's the Christmas song played by four guys on the piano.
Yeah, no.
they're called the Piano Guys.
Okay. All right. Because they've been around for a while, I think, yeah.
That's okay. Cool. That's also, they recently, I think it was a Dutch man, constructed a organ type, piano or organ type thing that had been designed by Da Vinci but never built. Did you see that?
No.
It costs like thousands of pounds to make it, like British sterling pounds.
Uh-huh.
But,
We don't use those over here.
You play it like a piano, but it sounds kind of like a violin. It's amazing.
Well, maybe you'll have some audio for us tomorrow. The U.S. Air Force has taken to the skies over Guam. They'll do it actually on Sunday to shower death upon an invisible yet troublesome problem there. It's the brown tree snake. Okay? So what you're doing...
Death from above for snakes?
Yes.
It doesn't sound very threatening.
Well, I know. It doesn't, But here's the deal. Instead of using napalm or bombs or mustard gas or anything like that, what they're going to do is they have poisoned the mice, and they're going to drop the mice there. Hopefully the snakes will eat the mice and they'll die. I mean, somebody funded that. Somebody did that.
So now we're going to have a feral poison mouse problem.
Something like that. Hello?
Yeah, green diesel is.